One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Even though this year continues to feel like a weird interactive loading screen for life itself, we're actually at the halfway mark, which means it's time to take stock of the best games available so far. The newest generation shows itself in fits and spurts, the indie scene thrives as always, and across the board, even though it might not feel like it, there are a ton of essential games you really should play. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 best video games of 2021 so far. First up, some quick honorable mentions. Nier Replicant, version 1.22474487139. Cyber Shadow, Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury. Overboard, New Pokemon Snap, Alba A Wildlife Adventure, and Genesis Noir. Onto the top 10, and in at number 10 is The Medium. A solid throwback to the 90s days of Silent Hill vs. Resident Evil, The Medium feels retroactively fresh and pretty unique in the marketplace, thanks to none of the competition even doing horror this way anymore. Thankfully, it's more than just a love letter to isometric corridor crawling, and main character Marianne quickly reveals that she's able to communicate with and inhabit the spirit world. This comes through visually as a literal split screen, showing two game worlds rendered side by side, as what you interact with in one can trigger or unlock paths in the other. Special powers are limited but effective, and the game's story delves into developer Bluebird Team's own Polish history, alongside some notably dark subject matter. Rounding off the scares is one of Troy Baker's most unique performances as the contorted creature known as the Maw. And while a cliffhanger ending has divided some fans, it feels like even more can be done with every aspect of the medium's design going forward. Number 9, The Pedestrian. The game I'm going to flag as nowhere near enough people have played, The Pedestrian dropped on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 at the close of January, and is simply one of the most charming, inventive, and slickly produced puzzle games out there. Playing as a tiny stick figure come to life on a whiteboard, you quickly escape to travel through a ton of real-world environments, with your only means of traversal being signage and electric cables. Platforming is tight, aided nicely by some custom haptics for the PlayStation 5's DualSense. Puzzles come from zooming out and placing different signs to create connections between doors and ladders, with each area introducing another rule that should be factored into collecting items to progress. Take it from someone who loves a good Moorish puzzler that never gets too hard or obtuse, but remains satisfying throughout. The Pedestrian gets that balance spot on. Also, where this game goes at the very end comes out of nowhere and is easily one of the moments of the year, but that's for you to hopefully play for yourself. Number 8, It Takes Two. Joseph Fares continues to be one of gaming's brightest minds and most charismatic figures, able to secure funding for multiple incredibly awesome, unique, recommendable games. With Starbreeze Studios, he helped make Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons. Then, signing with EA of all people, they let him make the co-op-only A Way Out, easily a highlight of 2018. Now he's back with another game that has to be played with two people, this time a very neatly designed platformer that unravels into a multi-genre behemoth, its design fundamentally reliant on dual input. It might sound novel or gimmicky, but every aspect of It Takes Two is built around knowing that there are two players present at all times. It really lets Fares' approach to game design shine, and it's time we started holding him up as a notable auteur, one to really watch going forward. Number 7, Knockout City. I did not believe this game could be anywhere near as good as it actually is. The Fortnite-aping art style, the fact everyone has gliders, it just felt so synthetic, so safe, so manufactured for mass consumption of a media product. Then you play it and realize two things. One, with Unravel, Joseph Fares' work, and now this, EA's Originals program is the best thing about their company. And two, what tiny team Velen Studios have created is the most easily accessible multiplayer game maybe since Fortnite. With gameplay literally being all about dodgeball, left trigger catches something thrown at you, right trigger charges a throw, depth comes from balling yourself up to create a ranged smart bomb attack. You can dodge into oncoming volleys to neutralize momentum, pass between teammates to charge faster shots, or do flips and spins minions then throw to curve shots or lob them over the environment to score a hit. When it comes together and player numbers are now over 5 million with everyone figuring out new tips and tricks, it can be some of the most fun just one more match gaming in 2021. Number 6, Monster Hunter Rise. What could have been just another Monster Hunter that stuck to its guns actually turns into a notably different feel for the franchise, whilst keeping the core tenets of the IP intact. You'll still be hunting increasingly humongous creatures and carving off parts of their hides for better weapons and armor, you'll still be diving into other hunters' games to aid with top-level quests, or spending a few minutes eating a ton of stat-boosting food, but on top of that is an extra level of traversal and monster wrangling that makes this a great entry in the series. For the former and talking kaiju-style weakening of monsters and then leaping on top to make them fight each other. It gives fights an insane sense of spectacle when you see another player barreling into the fray on the back of a bear-like Arteros, doing a quick combo and special finisher before continuing the bout. Knowing creatures have this timing window of extra abilities essentially works as a powered-up state to your own moveset, going alongside new wirebug techniques that let you air dash and climb around the environment faster and more capably than ever. Monster Hunter Rise just goes, and as Capcom continue to make increasingly more mainstream installments of such a unique, quirky IP, this is the best entry for new players and veterans alike. Number 5, Hitman 3. Rounding out IO Interactive's work on the rebooted Hitman trilogy, Hitman 3 has them craft the biggest, most intricate, and most impressive interactive spaces yet. Where Hitman 1 and 2 had a Parisian fashion show, coastal Italian town, and entire Formula 1 race event to try and assassinate people in, Hitman 3 takes you up a skyscraper in Dubai, down onto some cyberpunk-infused streets of Chongqing, China, and across the English countryside to Dartmoor, where you can spend hours playing detective in what feels like unlocking another game entirely. IO truly are the masters of intricate AI scripts, NPC routines, and opportunities for Agent 47 to cause hilarious levels of mischief. You can either be the most professional hitman there's ever been, or someone who throws an explosive rubber duck at a target's head, then escapes by riding on the back of a dolphin. Number 4, Disco Elysium, The Final Cut. Originally dropping in October of 2019, Disco Elysium arrived far more bulked out and purposeful in 2021, with fully voiced characters finally bringing the world of Revachol to life. Playing as an unnamed detective in a murder mystery where you literally can't remember anything other than you have a pounding headache, developer Zaum created a gameplay system of creating thoughts, thought patterns, and life philosophies. It's their genius way of analyzing you as a player, seeing which methods you think are appropriate to interact with the surrounding townsfolk, what kind of detective you want to be when it comes to solving the case, and how much you'll give in to the darker things in life, ranging from alcohol and drugs to racism and even worse. Disco Elysium is a comment on life itself. It's indie as all hell at the core, but therein lies possibly the finest script ever penned for a video game. A sobering industrial score and one hell of a murder mystery where everything eventually gets answered. Number 3, Returnal. A powerful clockwork machine of a game, Returnal is Housemarque's first foray into a 3D roguelike, and whilst it's not as tight as Supergiant's Hades, the lengths it goes to showcase a heart of risk-reward gameplay becomes super satisfying. That gamble on the design side that you'll stick around long enough to see all 6 biomes through to completion has certainly put a lot of people off, but for every game over, there's an unlock. For every boss that defeats you, some experience bank that lets you gain the upper hand next time. Returnal's gameplay is a meaty mix of melee sword swipes, air dashes, and punchy third-person shooting. It knows those quintessential ingredients are enough to draw in a certain type of never-give-up gamer. For those who lick their wounds, level up, and see it through, there's nothing else like it this year. Number 2, Resident Evil Village. Arguably the most ambitious Resident Evil in quite some time, where Resident Evil 7 felt like it landed in the post-PT first-person horror zeitgeist of 2017, Resident Evil Village proves Capcom can knit together any strand of horror into one unifying Resident Evil-branded experience. Where trailers showed off the hulking Lady Dimitrescu, in-game she's out the way in the first quarter. Forming one of the many lords that govern part of the village itself, what unfolds is another overblown tale of human experimentation, but one that brings in werewolves, ghosts, mutated Silent Hill-style abominations, and some of the meatiest combat Capcom have ever devised. And at number 1, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. A ludicrously sublime effort from one of the best developers working today, Insomniac's latest is a masterpiece in game design. Building on a solid genre formula they helped refine from the last few decades, Rift Apart gives Ratchet and newcomer Rivet a wider moveset in combat, some niftier traversal options like a grappling hook and rocket boots, and the most fun weapon arsenal in a Ratchet game yet. Story-wise, we actually delve into light aspects of mental well-being and overcoming self-doubt, but the real showstopper is just how much the devs take full advantage of next-gen hardware. coming alongside announcements of God of War Ragnarok also being on PlayStation 4, and with the majority of next-gen titles pegged for 2022, it's great to see something arrive so fully formed, so capable of showing what these new systems can do, and to do it with such confidence. Ratchet & Clank is the game to beat going forward, an exemplary showing from a world-class veteran developer.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.